1. I liked nothing better than the smell of freshly made coffees that brewed in the industrial coffee makers. The rich scent of my very own Peruvian roast curled around me like a warm blanket, and Pepper lay at my feet, warming them with his body heat. Who knew how much a sweet schnauzer could warm not only my feet, but my heart? I reached down and patted him on his sleepy head, but he didn't move. The fireplace glowed with an orange flame and heated the bean hive to a perfect temperature for the customers who would arrive when we opened. The coffee makers beeped to let me know when the coffee had been fully brewed, sounding like a wonderful melody. The sound was music to my ears and a signal to get up off the couch and put the breakfast treats in the oven so they'd be hot, fresh, and ready for anyone who needed a little sweet with their morning coffee. Pepper lifted his head to see what I was doing. "I better get those in the oven," I told him. "It's still coming down pretty good out there." The entire front of the bean hive consisted of windows with a long countertop bar in front of them. Behind the long bar stood stools for the customers who wanted to enjoy their coffee while taking in the magnificent view of Lake Honey Springs, the actual reason why Honey Springs, Kentucky was a tourist town, even in the winter. "So pretty," I said with a sigh, as I looked out at the freshly fallen snow down the pier and across the boardwalk. Then I turned to head back toward the kitchen of my coffee shop. Bunny Bowowski, my only full-time employee, would be here soon. We took turns opening, and today was my day, which I didn't mind. I'd left my husband, Patrick, and our poodle, Sassy, at home and fast asleep, tucked into the warm bed. After I went to Pet Palace, our local no-kill shelter version of the SPCA, Pepper had adopted me as his human, and Sassy and Patrick came along later. That reminded me to keep my ears peeled for Louise Carlton, owner of Pet Palace. She said she had a new cat for me to showcase at the Beanhive this week. I had gone through a lot of hoops to get the health department to even agree to let me showcase an animal from Pet Palace. Everyone deserved a loving home, and having an animal that needed a home here during the week was a perfect way for people to see how the animal acted and how they might fit together with that animal. I was proud to have been able to help all the animals I'd had in the coffee shop. They were all adopted out and living their best lives. Louise had already told me about the sweet feline, so I was excited to get her into the shop and give her some good loving. It was still a little too early for Louise to show up, but you never knew whether someone was going to be early or not. I certainly didn't want her waiting outside in the snow with the cat. I dragged the coat rack sitting next to the counter and used the rack to prop open the swinging door connected to the coffee shop and the kitchen, just so I could hear if anyone was knocking. The Beanhive opened at 6 a.m. during the week and a little later on the weekends. There wasn't an exact time I opened, but 6 a.m. was when we got up and moved around. During the winter months, I didn't open on Sundays, but I did come in to order and prepare the food for the upcoming week. We were technically a coffee shop, but I liked to make everyone feel welcome and at home. Coffee was great for that, but a little something for the belly was also good. Each week on the menu, I had a breakfast item outside of the usual donuts, scones, and muffins. I provided something like a quiche or breakfast-type casserole, with a little more oomph for the hungrier customers. I offered a light lunch as well. These food items were the exact same for a week, so I made them in bulk on Sunday. The kitchen had a big workstation in the middle, where I could mix, stir, add, cut, or do whatever I needed to do to get all the recipes made. Someone might look at it and call it a big kitchen island, but it was where all the magic happened. There was a huge walk-in freezer, as well as a big refrigerator. I had several shelving units that held all the dry ingredients, and a big pantry that stored many of the bags of coffee beans I'd ordered from all over the world. I liked to roast my own beans and make my own combinations, but the coffee shop had pretty much reached its capacity of what I could roast, and the small roaster was in much need of a bigger upgrade. However, I rented the space from my Aunt Maxine Bloom, and there was no room to expand on the boardwalk where we were located. On my right was the Queen for the Day Spa, and to the left of me was Knickknacks, a little boutique store with a variety of items. Aunt Maxie didn't own those,